Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ira kodesh. Beit Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the third and last topic of Parshas Matos, the story of Bnei God and Bnei Reuven wanting to settle in Eved Hayarden. By the Aliyah of Shishi or Shlishi, when Matos and Masi are connected, Perek Lamed Beis, Posuk Aleph. Umikne Rav Hoyo livnei Reuven v'livnei God otzum me'oid. ויראו אס ארץ יעזר ואס ארץ גלעוד, והנה המקוים מקוים מקנה. And the Bnei Reuven, the Bnei God, had an extremely large amount of animals, and they saw the land of Yazer, the land of Gilod, and the place was the perfect grazing land for all their animals. ויבואו בני גוד ובני ראובן, ויאמרו אל משה ואל אלעזר הכהן, ואל נשיאי הועדה לאמור. And the Bnei God and Bnei Reuven come to Moshe, Elozor, and the Nesiei Yoido, and they tell them as follows. Atorois v'divoin v'yazer v'nimro v'cheshboin v'el olei usvom u'nevoyu v'oin ha'oret asher yiko adoinoi lifnei adas Yisrael eretz miknehi v'lavodecho mikneh. And they tell them that all these cities, all from the land of Sichon and Oig, the land that Hashem has struck down in front of Anas Yisrael, it's a land of grazing. And you know that your servants, us, Bnei God, Bnei Reuven, have a lot of animals. Says Rashi, Atarois v'divoin, me'eret Sichon v'oig hoyu. And they take a slight pause, that's what the parasha is doing over here, and they continue. Vayoymeru imamotzonu chen beinecho yutan es ha'oretz hazoiz lavodecho lachuzo al tavireinu es hayardein. The point of that slight pause, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Sefer Taima Dekro, they were hoping that Moshe Rabbeinu will give them Eved Hayarden without them having to ask for it. Notice, up until Posuk Dalid, they didn't ask, they just stated a fact, hoping that Moshe Rabbeinu will get the hint. Moshe Rabbeinu chose not to get the hint until they specifically asked for it in Posuk Hei. Why is it that they wanted Moshe to give it to them without asking for it? Ein Shom in Sefer Taima Dekro, he has a halachic nafkamina. What would be from the fact that they, if they were to gotten it without asking versus getting it after they asked? Al Kulponim, they turn to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say, if we have found favor in your eyes, please, we want this land to be given to your servants as an achuza, as an inheritance. Do not cross us over to the western side of the Yalde. Vayoyimel Moshe, livnei God v'livnei Reuven, achichem yavoyu lamin chomo v'atem teishvu foy. To which Moshe responds to Bnei God v'livnei Reuven, is it fair that your brother should go fight the war in Eretz Yisrael and you will stay here? Says Rashi, Hachichem Loshen Tmiyahu. It's a wonder. Velo mon seniun eslei bnei Yisrael me'avoir ala oretz asher nosan lohem Adonai. And why should you remove and hold back their hearts from going to the land that Hashem has given them? Says Rashi, velo mon seniun tosiru v'samniu libo milavoir. We had this word seniun at the beginning of the parasha. V'imhini oviyoiso. They're also meant to remove the neder. And over here, you're removing their hearts. Sheyihiyu svurim, they're going to think, shatem yireim lavoir bipnei hamilchomo v'choyze ka'orim v'ha'om. They're going to think that you're afraid of crossing the Yaldin because of the war and because of the strength of the people over there. Posuk ches kuyosu avoyseichem b'sholchi yoysom mikodesh banei'a niroys es ha'oretz. This is exactly what your ancestors did when I sent them from Kodesh Barnea to check out the land. Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to the Meraglim. Says Rashi, Mikodesh Barnea kach shmo. That's the name of this place. Ushtei Kodesh Hoyu. Rashi is bothered by it, because later on in Parshas Masei, we're going to talk about a place called Kodesh Barnea, and over there, it's Mavur that it was in Eretz Yisrael. So how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Meraglim from Kodesh Barnea? The Meraglim were outside of Eretz Yisrael. And for Rashi, there are two Kodesh Barneas. Posuk tez vayalu ad nachal eshkoil ויראו את האורץ ויוניעו את לב בני ישראל לבלתי בו אל האורץ אשר נוסן להם אדוני. And the Meraglim went up through Nachal Eshkol and they saw the land. And when they came back, they removed the hearts of Bnei Yisrael in a way that they should not want to come to Eretz Yisrael, the land that Hashem has given to them. And Hashem got angry on that day and he swore as follows. מבין 20 שנה ומה לא אית האדמו אשר נשבעתי לאברהם ליצחוק וליעקב כי לא ימילאו אחרוי. And Hashem swore that all these people that came out of Mitzrayim that are 20 years and up, they will not see the land that I swore to give to Avraham, Yitzchok and Yaakov because they did not follow me wholeheartedly. בלתי קולי בן יפונה הכנזי ויהושע בן נון. Besides for Kolev ben Yefune, Yefune was the name of the father of Kolev, Haknizi, his stepfather, after his father passed away, his mother remarried a man by the name of Knaz. He was the stepfather of Kolev, the father of the famous Osniel el Knaz. So this Kolev ben Yefune and Yehoshua ben Nun, they were the only two people among all those people that will be zoicha to enter Eretz Yisrael, ki mil'u acharei Adonai. They did follow me wholeheartedly. Says Rashi, Haknizi chilgui shel Knaz hoyo. He was the stepfather. Kolev was the stepson of this Knaz. V'yoldoloi imoi shel Kolev es Osniel. The mother of Kolev gave birth to Osniel from this Knaz, his stepfather. ויחרף אדוני בישראל ואיני אים במדבר 40 שנה עד תוים כל הדור הוי זהרו בעיני אדוני. And Hashem got angry at Am Yisrael. ואיני אים במדבר, he made them wander in the desert for 40 years until the entire generation that did this evil thing in Hashem's eyes, namely not wanting to go to Eretz Yisrael, until they all died out. Says Rashi, "Vayniim vayetaltalim minot vonod." The root of the word is "not," which means to wander. Pasuk Yudalet, "Vayne kamtem tachas avoyzichem tabus anoshim chatoim lispois oin al charoin afadoinoi el Yisrael." And now you want to take the place of your fathers and be students and be trained by those sinners to add more to Hashem's anger on Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, Lispois kemoi, Sfu shono al shono, Oy liseichem sfu, Loshen toisefes, to add to the anger. Posuk tezvov, Kis yeshuvun me'ach, Harov v'yosaf, Oy delani choy b'amidbor, V'shichatem lechol ha'om hazeh. And if you do this, you'll be returning from following after Hashem, turning the other way. And then Hashem will continue to leave this nation in the desert. And you would have destroyed the entire nation by these actions. Posuk dezayin vayigeshu elo vayoy meru gidroi tzoy nivne lemikneinu poi veorim letapeinu. To which the Bnei God and Bnei Reuven answer back, no, we will build fences for our sheep, namely barns, and we will build cities for our children to stay in. Posuk Yud Zayin. Va'anachnu necholei tzchushim lifnei bnei Yisrael ad asher im havi'oinum el mekoimom v'yoshav tapeinu borei amivtzor mipnei yoyshevei ha'oretz. And we will go armed speedily in front of Bnei Yisrael. We'll be at the heads of the army until we bring them to their settled land, to Eretz Yisrael. And in the meantime, our children will be living in these fortified cities that we will build for them over here because of the inhabitants of the land. They should be safe. Says Rashi, Posuk Tezayin, Nivne lemikneinu poi. Rashi picks up that their order of who they're going to take care of first and who second is not okay. First they said, Nivne gidroi tzoin, Nivne lemikneinu poi. First we're going to take care of our animals and only then orim letapeinu. Says Rashi, Chosim hoyu alma moinam yoyser mibneim uvneiseim. They had more pity on their property more than their children. They took care, they said they're first going to take care of their animals and then their children. Later on, we'll see in Pesuk of Dalet, Moshe tells them, not okay what you just said. Rather, what's more important is more important, and what's less important is less important. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he tells them, "Bnu lochem tchilo orim letapachem," and then v'achar kach gedei rois lutzinachem. V'anachnu necholeitz chushim. The word necholeitz means nizdayen. We will arm ourselves with weapons, and the word chushim means mehirim, speedily. K'moi ma'ar sholol chosh baz. The word chosh means speedily. Yemal yochisho lifnei bnei Yisrael b'roshei gaisos, at the heads of the army. The Bnei God and Bnei Reuven were strong warriors. By God it says Befugash. V'toraf Zeroya Af Kodkoid. By the Brocha is the Moshe Rabbeinu. Zeiz Brocha. It describes his strength in fighting wars. V'av Moshe Chozaru Pirish Loem Beila Dvorim. When Moshe Rabbeinu repeats this story in Parshas Dvorim, Moshe repeats. And he tells them, Chalutzim tavru lifnei achichem bnei Yisrael, kol bnei choil. You should go in front of bnei Yisrael, all the armed ones, all the strong ones. Ubiricho iksiv, they taka did it. Ve'acholutz, oiver ohoilech lifneiem, the cholutz went in front of them. This is necholetz, the armed warriors. Zera uvein ve'god, shekimu itnom, they fulfilled their condition that they made. V'yoshav tapenu b'oideinu etzel acheinu, while we're with our brothers in Eretz Yisrael, in the meantime our children will be b'ore ha-mivtzor, in the fortified cities, shenivne achshav, that we'll build now. Pozuk yudchez lo yinoshuv el boteinu adis nachel b'nei Yisrael ish nachalosoi. We will not return to our houses in the eastern side of the Yaldein until Bnei Yisrael are all settled down, each one in their nachalo. Ki loy ninchalito me'ivar liyardein v'hol o ki v'o nachaloseinu eileinu me'ivar liyardein mizrocho. Because ultimately we do not want to inherit with them on the western side of the Yaldein. We'd rather stay over here on the eastern side of the Yaldein. Says Rashi, me'ever le'yardin v'holo, with them be'ever ha'ma'arovi on the western side. Kivon nachaloseinu kvar kibalnu be'ever ha'mizrochi. We already got an inheritance. This is what we want on the eastern side of the Yaldin. Va'yoymer aleihem Moshe im tasun es hadavor hazeh im teicholetzu lifnei Adonai la'milchomo. Says Moshe to Bnei God Bnei Reuven, if you will do what you said, namely, im teicholtu lifnei Hashem la milchomo, if you arm yourselves in front of Hashem to go to this war. Notice their loshen and posuk yud zayin. They said we're going to war lifnei bnei Yisrael. Says Moshe, this war is not only lifnei bnei Yisrael. This war is lifnei Hashem. Posuk chofale v'obar lochem kol cholutz es hayadein lifnei Adonai. And all your armed soldiers will cross the Yaldein in front of Hashem until Am Yisrael conquers and gets rid of all of its enemies from in their face, Meretz Yisrael. And once the land is captured in front of Hashem, and then you return to your land on the Ever Yarden Mizrochi, then you will be free of any obligation towards Hashem and towards Yisrael, and then you can have your land as an achuza, as an inheritance. Posuk chav gimel veim lo yisasun kein inei chatosem ladoinoi udu chataschem. But if you don't do this, if you don't cross over the Yaldein in front of your brothers, that is a sin to Hashem. And you should realize the sin that you're doing, and when the punishment comes, you'll know why it happened. פוזק רוב דלת, בנו לכם הורים לטבכם, וגדרוי לצוינחם, והיוצאים מפיכם תעשו. Build cities for your children to stay, and build barns for your animals to stay in that order. And whatever you promise to do, make sure you keep your promise. Says Rashi, Letzoyna'achem. Rashi's bothered by this word, seems to be spelt wrong. The word tzoyn is tzadi aleph nun. The plural of that is tzoynechem. The aleph is in the wrong place. Says Rashi, the aleph is in the perfect place. The root of this word is not tzoyn. The root of this word is, says Rashi, Teivazu megizras tzoyne va'alofim kulam. The word tzoyne, it also has the same connotation as tzoyn, namely sheep and goat, but it's a different root. She'ein boy aleph mafsig bein nun letzadi. The aleph is not separating the nun and the tzadi, as in the word tzoyn. The aleph shebo kan achara nun, in this word tzoyna achem, that aleph, ibimokim hei shel tzoynahu. That comes instead of the hey of the word tzoyne. This tzoyna achem is the plural of tzoyne. In that posuk can say v'teilim. Misoydish l'gamoish adal shalamatike. V'ayoyitze mepichem ta'asu l'govoya. Rashi is going to point out, take a look at the difference, what they said in posuk yudches, as to what Moshe tells them in posuk chof beis. In Posuk Yud Ches, they said, Loinoshu vel boteinu, we will not return home, ad, till when? Hishnachel b'nei Yisrael, ishnachalosu, until Am Yisrael settle down, each one in his portion. Moshe Rabbeinu says, as soon as the land is conquered in front of them, v'nich b'sha'oret lefnei Hashem v'achar doshuvu, then you're free to go. We know that the conquering of Eretz Yisrael took 7 years. And the settling down, each one in his portion, took an additional 7 years. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, as far as the deal is concerned, the deal that you can get Eiver HaYarden, that's totally only on you staying for the 7 years of kibush, of conquering Eretz Yisrael. Once you fulfill that, as far as I'm concerned, you'll fulfill the deal between us and you can get Eiver HaYarden. But besides for that, you made a neder. You said you're going to stay until Am Yisrael settled down after the second 7 years. Says Rashi, V'ayoyitzim mepichem ta'asu l'govoya, shekibaltem aleichem lavo l'melchomo ad kibush v'chiluk, shemoy shelo bikesh mehem elo v'nichbesho v'achar toshuvu. That's to complete the deal, to get Eiver HaYarden. But v'heim kiblu aleichem more than that, ad yisnachel, harayo yisifu l'yisakev sheva shechilku, v'chein osu. Says Rashi, indeed, they kept their promise, even though their Nachala and Eiver HaYarden was not dependent on that, but they kept their word. Posuk Chof Hei, Vayoyimah B'nei God, U'B'nei Reuven, El Moshe L'Emor, Avodecho Yasu, Kasher Adoni Metzaveh. And the B'nei God, B'nei Reuven said as one, that's why it says Vayoyimah B'loshin Yochid, and not Vayoyimah Ru. They were all in it together. They tell Moshe, your servants will do exactly as you are commanding. Says Rashi, Vayoymer b'nei God, kulom ke'ish echot. That's the Loshon Yochid Vayoymer. Tapeinu nosheinu mikneinu v'chol behemteinu yihiyu shom be'ore agilod. Our children and our wives. Mikneinu v'chol behemteinu, we saw above, the difference is that mikne are the animals that you grow in herds. And behemteinu are single animals. Yushom Bore Agilod will be over there in the cities of Gilod, that's Eiver HaYarden. Na'avodecho yavru kol chalut tzavo lifnei Adonai la'milchamo kasher Adonai dover. And your servants will go in front of Hashem. They got the message. This war is in front of Hashem. Kol chalut tzavo, all the armed men to the armies, as exactly as our master is speaking. Vayitzav lohem Moshe, ein se lo zorakui hein, veiz Yeshua binun, bez roshe, yavoi samatoi, livnei Yisrael. And Moshe commanded regarding the Bnei God, Bnei Reuven, meaning regarding this condition, he notified the lo zorakui and Yeshua binun, and roshe yavoi samatoi, livnei Yisrael, that this is the deal. Says Rashi, vayitzav lohem, not to them, rather about them, kmoi aleihem. She'aleihem ve'altnom, regarding this condition, mino es alozo v'yeshua. He appointed alozo v'yeshua to make sure that it's done, because Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to be around when it comes time for that. K'moi Hashem yilochem lochem. It doesn't mean Hashem is fighting you, rather Hashem is fighting for you. Pasuk Chav Tes, v'yemar Moshe aleihem, im yavru v'nei God, u'v'nei Reuven, itechem, es hayarden, kol chalutz tamilchamo lifnei Adonai, v'nichbesh haaretz lifneichem, u'nesatem lohem, es eretz ha-Gilad, la'achuzo. And Moshe Rabbeinu tells Elozo and Yeshua ben Nun, if Bnei God and Bnei Reuven cross the Yarden, all the warriors, the armed warriors, to the war in front of Hashem, and the land is captured in front of them, then you should give them Eretz HaGilad, that's Eivir HaYarden, as their permanent inheritance. But v'im lo yavru chalutzim itechem, v'noi chazu v'srichechem be'eretz kenoan. If they don't cross the Yarden, chalutzim itechem, with armed warriors with you, then they will get an inheritance in Eretz Canaan together with you. Namely, if they don't cross the Yarden willfully, then you will force them to cross the Yarden, and they will not get their inheritance that they wanted in Eivir HaYarden. They will be forced to cross the Yarden and settle in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Canaan.
And
the Bnei God, the Bnei Reuven answer exactly as Hashem has told your servants, that's exactly what we will do.
Nachnu navoi chalutzim lifnei Adonai eretz Kenoan v'itonu achuzas nachaloseinu me'eiver le'Yarden.
We, Nachnu is short for Anachnu. We will cross over the Yarden chalutzim, all our armed soldiers, in front of Hashem to fight the war in Eretz Canaan. But at the same time, we know that we have our inheritance on the eastern side of the Yarden.
Says,
we're not bringing it with us. You can't take the land with you. Rather, itonu means, it's in our reshus. On the eastern side of the Yarden.
Posuk Lamed Gimel Vayitein Elohem Moshe Livnei God Vilivnei Reuven Vlachatzi Shevet Menashe Ven Yosef Es Mamleches Sichoin Melech Ho'emiri Ves Mamleches Uig Melech Aboshon Ho'oret Ho'reo Bigvulois Orei Ho'oret Soviv.
And Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Bnei God, Bnei Reuven, and part of Shevet Menashe ben Yosef, even though they never asked for the land. Explained the Ramban, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the size of this land, it's way too much for two Shvatim, he asked, anybody else want to join? And part of Shevet Menashe said, yeah, we also have a lot of tzoin, we also want to join. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the kingdom of Sichon Melech HaMoiri, and the kingdom of Og Melech HaBoshon, the entire land with all of its cities all over.
Posuk Lamed Daled, Vayivnu Bnei God Es Divoin Ves HaTorois Ves Aroy Eir Ves HaTorois Shoifon Ves Yazir V'yog Beho Ves Beis Nimro Ves Beis Horon Orei Mivtzor V'Gidrois Tzoin.
And the Bnei God built up these eight cities into Ori Mivtzor, fortified cities. Vegidroi Soin, each of them had also a barn for their animals. Says Rashi, Ori Mivtzor, Vegidroi Soin. Ze Soifa Posuk. The last four words of the Posuk, Ori Mivtzor, Vegidroi Soin, Musaval Tchila Soinion, is going back on the last three Psukim. Vayivnu Bnei God, Ze Ori Halolu. All these eight cities were built. Liois Ori Mivtzor into fortified cities, the Gidroit Soin with barns in them.
Posuk Lamed Zayin of Nei Reuven Bonu Es Cheshboin Ves El Olei Ves Kiryosoyim Ves Nevoi Ves Baal Meoin Musabois Shem Ves Sivmo Vayin Kreu Veshemois Es Shemois Heorim Asher Bonu.
And the Bnei Reuven, they built up these cities, Cheshboin, Elolei, and Kiryosoyim. And the cities of Nevoi and Baal Me'oin, those were the original names. But because those names are names of Avodah Zarah, the Bnei Reuven were Musa Bois Shem. They built it up and they switched the name to something else. And they built the city of Sivma. But that city of Sivma was built with his original name, because that's not a name of Avodah Zarah. The Ramban asks Akasha on Rashi from these words. Rashi learns only Nevoi and Baal Me'oin were Musa Bois Shem. Did they get a different name? The Pasuk seems to say, Vayikru v'shemois eshmois ha'orim asher banu, that all the cities that Reuven built, they had new names. Therefore, the Ramban argues on Rashi. The Mizrahi learns Badas Rashi that originally they changed Nevoi and Baal Me'oin, that had an immediate name change. You can't call it a city b'shem Avodah Zarah at all. But after they built all the cities, then they renamed all the cities with the new names that the Bnei Reuven gave them. Says Rashi, Ves Nevoi Ves Baal Me'oin Musa Bois Shem. Nevoyu Baal Me'oin Shmois Avodah Zarah. Vohyu Amoirim Kuirin Oreyem. The Amoirim will call their cities Al Shem Avodah Zarah Shalohem. Bnei Reuven Esabu Es Shmom L'Shmois Acherim. They changed the name of Nevoi and Baal Me'oin. Vezeu Musa Bois Shem. Namely, Ba Nevoyu Baal Me'oin Bonu Musa Bois switched L'Shem Acher to another name. Mashenkein Vesivmo Bonu Bishmo, that they built it with his original name. V'yisevam hu avur lemalo. Above in Pasuk Gimel, when the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven are listing all the cities that they want, there it says Sevam. That Sevam is this Sivmo, and says Rashi, it was built Bishmo. And the way the Mizrahi learns, then all the names of the cities were changed afterwards. Pasuk lametes v'yelechu bnei mochir ben menashe gil'odo v'yilkeduha v'yoyresh. And the children of Mochir ben Menashe went to Gilod and they captured it and they threw out the Amori who was living over there. To throw out. Shatevas Reish, the word Reishin, could be one of two meanings. Loshen Yerusha, to inherit, Loshen Yerusha, to throw out. Shutirut v'seruch. And over here, it means to throw out. Pozuk mem vayitein Moshe zagil od lemochir ben Menashe vayeshev bo. And Moshe gave the gilod to Mochir ben Menashe. That was the chatzi shevet Menashe that we said before, even though they didn't ask for Ever HaYarden. But the Ramban explains it was so big, they offered it to somebody to take it, and Mochir ben Menashe, he was the one that took it. Pozuk memale v'yoyir ben Menashe olach v'ilku ides chavoyseihem v'yikro es hen chavoyse yoyir. So the Bnei Mochir ben Menashe went and captured the city or the cities of Gilod, and the Yoyir ben Menashe went ahead and captured chavoyseihem, the small villages around the city or the cities of Gilod, and he named them chavoyse yoyir after himself. Says Rashi, chavoyseihem kafronei hoin. Small villages around the city. He had no children, so he named the city after himself. And Noivach, says the Chizkuni, he was another one of the Bnei Menashe. He went ahead and conquered the city of Knos and Bnei Seho, the outskirts, the villages around the city. And he also named that city, instead of Knos, he called it Noivach after himself. It says Rashi, Vayikro lo Noivach, lo enoi mapik hei. Really, this word lo deserves a mapik hei. He called it mapik Noivach, but it doesn't have a dot in the hay. Why is that? Because he is Swedish. Like Moshe Adalshon, the fisher Leniskayim lo al Leniskay lo shem ze. Being that the name that he named it Noivach didn't last. He tried to name it after himself, but it didn't catch. And therefore, lefirachu rofe, it doesn't have a dot in the hay. Shemashma medroshoy kemoi loy with an aleph. Meaning the name Noivach didn't stick. That's why the hay does not have a dot in it, lo. So says Rashi, v'shem Rav Moshe Adalshon. Utmehani, Maidroish Bushtei, he said doy mislo. We have another two laws in Tanakh without a mapike, even though it deserves it. Vayema Loboyas, Livnois Lobais, and what is Ramusha Adarsh gonna darshan over there? Adkan, the third topic of Parshas Matos is the story of Bnei God and Bnei Reuven. I just want to end off with what I started before. The reason that there's a parsha right before the request of the Bnei God and Bnei Reuven, between Posuk Dalet and Posuk Hey, they stated a fact that Vala Avodecho Mikneh, and then they pause, the parsha, and then they ask for it. So says Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, the Yerushalmi says in Bikurim that the mitzvah of Bikurim cannot be brought from Eiver HaYarden, from the Nachala of Reuven and God. Why? Because part of the Mikra Bikurim, in the Thanksgiving Drosha, the Yid has to say, Asher Nosato Li. Thank you Hashem for the Adom Asher Nosato Li. We darshan evolution of Talti Me'atzmi, not the land that I took on my own. And the Yerushalmi over there says that the part that Menashe got, they were able to bring Bikurim because they didn't take it. It was given to them by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Bnei God of Bnei Reuven knew this, and therefore they were hoping that they should also have a Nosato Li by just stating the fact without actually requesting it. And Moshe Rabbeinu chose not to give it to them until they asked for it, and that's why. That says Abraham Kanievsky, that's what this parasha is doing over here in the middle of their sentence. Because they're trying to hint to Moshe that you should give it to us without us asking for it. And Moshe didn't do it, so they asked for it. Adkan, Parshas Matos, with its three topics. Topic number one, Aforas Nedorim. Topic number two, Melchemes Midyon. And topic number three, Bnei God, Ubnei Reuven.